Ink Road presents Over Emotional, written by David Fenn and read by David Fenn and Alex Dunmore.
The adventures of Stephen Percival continue, so stay tuned for an exclusive sample from the second title in the Over Emotional series, Overthinking.
Author's note: Over Emotional is a story about friendship, love, and loneliness. It's about finding who you are and where you fit in the world. There are depictions of violence, drugging, and references to medical experimentation conducted on pregnant women in the past. While it is my hope this audiobook is for everyone, I'm including this note so that those sensitive to these issues can make an informed decision from the very beginning. After all, emotions have power, even if they aren't magic. Chapter 1. Stephen. The first time I kissed another boy was probably the worst day of my life. One moment, I'm waiting for the upstairs loo at a yay-we-did-our-first-week-of-mock-exams party. The next, I'm being led into a bedroom and I'm making out with a total stranger. And then his head exploded. Like, actually exploded. I was dressed like a zombie at the time, which basically meant I'd ripped some old clothes and let Freya squirt me with fake blood. Unoriginal, but at least it disguised the real blood. Oh God, the real blood. Just what the hell was I supposed to do? I couldn't exactly explain to the police that I'd snogged someone's head out of existence. I'd been careless. My powers had been getting stronger, but I thought one party would be fine. That I could keep my emotions in check. And now they've killed someone. I've killed someone. So, I did what any 17-year-old walking atom bomb would do. I ran. Ran home, packed a bag, and kept on running. Okay, there were some buses in there too, but I think it's safe to say no one will find me here. Grunsby-on-Sea, the official arse end of nowhere. I need to stop thinking about it. I can't let myself get over-emotional. Whenever I do, things happen. It's weird. Whatever I feel seems to manifest in some strange and horrific way. I can't be happy without inflicting misery. It's like the universe is conspiring against me, constantly playing cruel tricks. I try not to indulge it. I try not to feel anything. That's why I'm alone. No one around to hurt. It's safer for everyone if I just stay here by myself and keep my emotions and these damn manifestations under control. It's 11 a.m, but I just woke up. I say woke, but I don't think I actually slept. My body was exhausted from lugging boxes around, but my mind just doesn't want to stop. Every night I replay that party, that popping noise, over and over. Can't remember the last time I got 8 hours. I throw on some clothes and head into the kitchen. Bread in the toaster, kettle on. It's a revolting kitchen, but not because it's dirty, it isn't. The moment I feel even a whiff of disgust, I draw all the dirt and dust in the flat towards me like a human vacuum. I guess I attract what disgusts me. Handy, but showering it all off is a pain. No, the kitchen is revolting because it hasn't been redecorated since 1954. Busy floral wallpaper is peeling from the walls, and the pink paint that once coated the cupboards is chipped and flaky. I wouldn't be surprised if the whole flat were made of asbestos. I've been considering calling myself an emomancer. Makes sense. Pyromancers control fire and necromancers bring back the dead, at least in Dungeons & Dragons or whatever. So emomancers have emotion powers. I mean, it sounds like I should dye my hair black and wear a trench coat, but what else can I call it? I don't think there are emos anymore anyway. A casualty of the noughties. I was too young to be one, but I do remember Freya's older brother straightening his hair within an inch of its life at the time. The kettle boils and I scoop some instant coffee, the supermarket own brand kind that tastes like someone blended up topsoil, into a mug. I don't trust myself to have anything nicer. 2 weeks ago I tried a pumpkin spice latte and shattered every window in the high street. It was delicious though. The memory of the spicy sweet drink rushes to my lips and my toast catches fire, yellow light fizzing around my hand. Great. At least burnt toast might mean sunshine today. But sunshine might make me happy and cause a sinkhole in Grunsby town centre. I stop myself thinking. It's something I learned from one of those meditation apps. Not sure superpower teenagers were their target demographic, but it works. I just picture white and nothing else.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?